This is a dictation for Eric Washington. E-R-I-C-W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N. Eric Washington. E-R-I-C-W-A-S-H-I-N-G-T-O-N. Date of birth is 12/3/1971. Date of service follow-up visit is 8/15/2025. Date of accident 2/8/2025. The patient is here for a follow-up visit. He reports that he was involved in an automobile accident, allegedly on 2/8/2025, as a front seat passenger on the right, with a T-bone accident on the driver's side. And then their car hit a pole on the passenger side. The car was completely totaled. He had started having headaches, dizziness, loss of concentration, blurred vision, parts in the vision, panic, difficulty walking, pain in the head, mid-back and lower back, with shooting pain to the right posterior part of the eye and buttock in asthma and astrodermatom fashion as a sharp pain. Pain in the right shoulder was reported to 7 to 8 with difficulty in lifting the arm. Numbness and tingling of the both hands was reported. Today he reports that his headaches are continuing and they are 4 or 5 off and on. The right shoulder pain is 8. Lower back pain is reported to be 8. And he does have a difficult time lifting the arm beyond 100 degrees on the right shoulder, 90 degrees to 100 degrees. Patient has had various MRIs done and he's been provided with further treatment. Injections, so far he has had one injection on 7/25 and he is coming for an injection today as well. His MRI of the right shoulder showed glenohumeral arthritis without any other issues. But there was a surgical operation in the right shoulder area. Regarding the spine MRI, there is a marrow edema with mild height loss of C3, C4, C5, and C6 with the disruption of the ligamentum flavum in C4, 5, C5, 6, as well as osteophyte formation. They are subacute to chronic fractures, possibly related to this alleged accident. Patient was seen to Dr. Redden for a evaluation, and Dr. Redden didn't think it needs surgical except for epidural injection 3 or 4. He's still being evaluated for his shoulder by an orthopedic surgeon. So the patient has a MRI which is positive for disc bulging at L1, L2, L2, 3, L3, 4, L4, 5 with disc herniation and anterior listosis at L5, S1 with bilateral facet arthropathy. The patient has been advised to undergo epidural injection and facet joint injections and they are being provided as of now. The patient is otherwise stable. There is no neurological deficit or any emergency situation leading to the cervical trauma. His pain level is reported between 9 and 10 overall, and ADLs are affected 9. Patient reports 70% improvement in his symptoms. Please review the records for the ADL for system review for additional issues. Substance abuse and compliance history. On physical examination, blood pressure is 120/62, pulse 70, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 8/11/2025, dictation number 0811-028. The plan is to provide the epidural injection today for the patient. And physical therapy continues 2 times a week to the affected area, neck and lower back shoulder area. Patient remains off work, hospital replacement and transportation. Thank you. And then the patient is provided a prescription for Narcos 7.5 325 1 pill a day for help with the pain. Thank you.